our next guest, oh my goodness, this guy, we should just call him an unofficial host of the show. My goodness, this guy's on with us all the time. But you know what, though? We really do enjoy it. We ask for him because, let's face it, without this gentleman, I think we would already have tolls in the state of Connecticut. And just by that alone tells you who our next guest is. Let's bring him on, Brad. It's Patrick Sasser. What's up there, brother?
And he's something else. Good morning.
Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, how was your Christmas?
It was great. Spent some time with the family yesterday and ate more than I should have, you know.
Everybody did.
Typical Christmas.
I got to tell you, you know what? You said something right there. You know, we talk about the giving and the receiving. It's the giving season. But, you know, one thing we really didn't talk about too much was the food and the abundance of food and how fortunate we are. As there's people in third world countries anywhere, you know, it doesn't make them bad people that aren't able to gorge themselves on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. But I don't know about you, but it's almost like a smorgasbord of all these different foods. We walk away with food coma, you know?
It is true. We all should really think about that and be thankful for what we have and, you know, we'll think about others that are obviously less fortunate, too. So that's part of what the holiday is all about.
Without a doubt. You hit the nail right on the head. And it really is to think about those who are less fortunate. My sister, Melissa, yesterday, she did God's work. I tell you, she went in part of her church, which is Lifeway Church. She went out and fed the homeless.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean like walked into a shelter. Because some of them were closed. I couldn't believe they were closed. I mean, I guess they got to close for a few hours every day to clean up and so on and so forth. But she went out into the alleyways in a group of people, mind you. A couple of them are former homeless people who have gotten their life back on track. And he kind of knew where to go.
Right.
And went and handed out gift cards to like McDonald's and Dunkin' Donuts and gave blankets. And
wow.
I know. And
wow.
Really, and you, she was conveying on you know, how some of them had tears in their eyes. And
I bet.
You know, going.
Well, it's probably the last thing they expect, you know, to be sitting out there out in the cold and, you know, folks show up with plates of food and things. So that's really nice thing to do.
And, you know.
Yeah, you're right. Melissa, way to go, Melissa. Did a great, good job.
And, you know, Patrick, one of the things, too, as far as I'm concerned with these people that do this, and it is just part of America. It truly, truly is.
We're giving people, Brad. You're absolutely
right. That's right.
You
know? It gives us an opportunity to say thank you to God.
Amen. Yeah. And you know what else? You know, say what you want. People like to be confrontational and pit one person against another and yada, yada. When it comes down to it, we're very giving people, you know.
And we should be.
You're absolutely right. Patrick, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
So, listen, I know it's the day after Christmas, and not much is going on, not only in the nation, because I know that the Congress is in recess, but even on the state level, things are relatively quiet, and I can't imagine there's not going to be much activity until the first full week of January. I don't even know what that is, the 4th or the 5th. So it's been kind of quiet. But I did want to ask you this, though. I don't know if you're like me. I've heard rumblings both that there will be a special session and that there will not be a special session in the month of January. So I wanted to, and I'll tell you, it's probably 50-50. I've been hearing from some that are pretty emphatic that we will, just as much, though, as I've been hearing from people who are very emphatic that we will not be. What's your hearing?
You know, it's funny you bring that up. It seems to be the same rumblings that I'm hearing. So the other day I had heard somebody had mentioned to me that the Senate Democrat caucus is looking to possibly meet in the beginning of January. Now, I don't know if that means they're gearing up for a special session. I don't know if that means they're gearing up to talk about this, the idea of tolling just trucks, that this is the latest plan. Or maybe they're going to talk about something else. Or maybe they're not going to meet at all. I mean,
yeah.
It really just seems like so many bouncing balls are happening right now that it's really hard to follow which one is really, you know, the real ball at this point. So you know, we're gearing up ourselves. We're not going to sit back and just, you know, let things unfold in January. We have a plan. We still have our list of Democrat senators that we're going to target. We held off on that list a couple weeks ago. We started letting out some names. We stopped when we heard that there was not going to be a special session on transportation. So we're going to continue that in January. And we're going to continue pushing this. So we're not falling asleep at the wheel. I can promise you that.
Well, first of all, I'm glad to hear that. But I just in knowing you, I didn't expect you would be falling asleep at the wheel. You are right on it, my friend. And yeah. and kudos really goes to you.
You don't fall asleep when you sleep.
You and Neil Tolhurst and your entire organization, man. I tell you.
And we have a great organization. I mean, all volunteers. All people from throughout the state of Connecticut, you know, people from, you know, all different classes of life, you know, just
that's
people
the great
who, you know, just have finally been gotten fed up enough with what's going on in Connecticut, who are using this as an opportunity to say, hey, I'm going to get involved. I'm going to stand up against Hartford and we're going to stop it. So I'm so thrilled that so many people have joined this movement.
How many people now have signed the petition?
We're up to, I believe, almost 115,000 people.
Wow!
Yeah, and we're still taking names. So I just was at a deli the other day, and the guy behind the counter recognized who I was. He said, "Hey, can you leave the petitions here with me? I'll have customers sign it."
Yeah.
So I mean, people are still, you know, very involved, very engaged in this.
Let's try to get that up to 150,000. Come on, we got it. That's an easily attainable goal.
It is. If people go to our website at notollsct.org, they can sign up on the website. They can even buy now. We have our bumper stickers, magnets, and stickers that they could put on their cars with our new slogan or the slogan we've been using, Vote for Tolls, Lose at the Polls.
Do you have any lawn signs available?
We're out of the lawn signs right now, but we were selling those, and I believe we still have some T-shirts left.
Oh, there you go.
You know, this is our way of, you know, raising some funds to help us to win this fight. You know, we may do another round of mailers to go to targeted districts again.
Yep, good.
We may throw up a few more billboards. So, you know, we're still working on, you know, making sure that we stay out there and we keep this movement, you know, going forward.
So here's a concern that somebody may be listening to this may have, that they go onto your website and they support No Tolls, they support your whole grassroots movement, but they're reluctant because they don't want their personal information either sold to a third party, and they start getting all these spam emails or unwanted junk mail. Can you just talk to that for a quick moment?
Absolutely. So they have an option if they want to leave their email with us or not.
Okay.
You know, we're not a type of group that's trying to make money off of people's information.
Yeah.
I promise you the only emails people will get will be coming from my group directly. We don't pass off emails to anyone. That's something we said from day one. And believe me, I've been asked by other groups, hey, could you share your email list? We'd love to be able to connect with your group. No,
good.
That's our list.
That's
so
good. That's
I promise
good.
People, no one else will ever get their information. It will only stay with us.
And not only am I happy to hear that, I'm sure a lot of our listeners who have yet to sign the petition
right.
want to, but are reluctant only for that reason. All right, here's another question for you.
Sure.
Patrick, I've only within the last 2 weeks have heard of a another group, and that is the Pro Tolls Connecticut movement. Can you imagine this?
Yes. Well, I wouldn't necessarily call it a movement. And here's why.
Okay.
So I wasn't able to make it to the Capitol the other day when they had a special session, and several of our members went up. And we kept it quiet. They just went up to wanted to make sure that they were seen and heard. And that's when they saw for the first time this pro-toll group. When I started seeing some photographs of the people that were there, of this pro-tolls group, I recognized many of them as constituents of Senator Alex Bergstein's from down in Greenwich. So it was clear to me that that group was kind of organized, you know, from her district. She's obviously supporting tolls, and they had T-shirts and signs all made up. So it wasn't to me, it's not. It wasn't a grassroots group. It wasn't a group that was formed from people from all over the state of Connecticut. It was just a handful of people who, you know, were part of her. A lot of them were part of her campaign team. So it's definitely, to me, it's not a organized group in that sense. It's just more of a
It's also
team.
Probably the only time she's, you know, they've ever been in Hartford, right? People who live in Greenwich rarely head this way, you know?
That is true. Yep, that is true.
And they're also,
you know,
not...
My understanding is they went up there, they hung out, they got themselves some free press and a free lunch. So I guess it made it worth the trip for them that day.
And they're really not true representative of middle class. Let's face it. If you live in Greenwich... Even in the, I don't even know if there even is the poorest district of Greenwich is about $5 million homes instead of $20 million homes.
Right.
you know.
Yeah, it's a unique town. It's a unique area. And look, I give them credit. If that's truly what they believe in, more taxes, you know, paying higher rates. All those sort of things, well, God bless them. But I know for a fact the majority of us in this state of Connecticut have had enough. So
does it get contentious when it's the no-tolls movement and the pro-tolls? Well, I won't use the word movement for pro-tolls because there's not many of them. But when you two are at the same place at the same time, does it get a little contentious?
So I wasn't there.
Is everybody civil?
I had heard some comments from some of my folks, you know, giving feedback that, you know, one or two from the group would try to get in front of, you know, our people and try to wave their signs in front of, you know, a block our sign, you know, just the petty little things like that, but nothing, you know, nothing to the point where anyone's having any type of arguments or anything like that. I think everyone kind of realized that this was just a quick pop-up little group that showed up and, you know, I think it made the governor feel happy that he finally had someone there that, you know, was showing him support for his toll plan. But other than that, I don't think it went very
well.
Far.
He's down in that area. By the way, we had Mark Fitch on from the Yankee Institute.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're familiar with him.
Yep.
And, you know, we were talking about these gantries. And how they can be leased out. The state could actually lease some space on these gantries for the telecom industry.
Correct.
Which I find a little coincidental that our governor, and I don't want anybody, please don't read into this. You don't necessarily have to. This could mean absolutely nothing. But our governor comes from the business industry and owned a telecom business.
That's true. Very true. You know, I've heard talks about wanting to lease out these gantries to put the 5G antennas and things like that on the structure. So, oh yeah, I'm sure they're planning and thinking of ways that they can maximize, you know, revenue and income. And let's face it, they have a big machine that they just constantly need to feed. Mm-hmm. And you know, we've made it very clear. In my last letter to the editor that was in several of the newspapers a week ago or last Saturday. You know, we're asking for a full forensic audit of the DOT, just at least starting with DOT.
Well,
at least prove to the people that department is running as efficient as possible before ever coming to us for another dime.
Well, we also had Senator Mike France on, I think it was last week or the week before, and because he's the chair of the conservative caucus in the legislature, and I know Mike and I went into the legislature the same year, and I know him very, very well, and he, in fact, the conservative caucus, he was telling me, was requesting from Senator Len Fasano the very same audit that you just spoke of.
That's
and I saw Len's response. I actually have a snapshot of the letter that both to Len and from Len Fasano, saying that that's a great idea and that he was going to incorporate that into the proposal regarding a forensic audit for the Department of Transportation. So I that's on their radar. Really quick, because we only got about a minute left, and then we got to take a break. And that is. Do you feel the same way I do that if a special session is not called in the month of January, that it's highly unlikely to come up in the short session of 2020?
That's what my gut is telling me.
Yeah, mine too.
Their window of opportunity is closing very fast. And the governor continues to say January, January, January. Well, back up a month or two, and he kept saying we were going to have a vote in November.
November.
Then we were going to have a vote in December.
Yeah, right.
Now we're going to have a vote in January. So I think, yeah, I don't want to give up on it. But, yeah, I think the window's closing. It's 2020 starts the election year. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of these lawmakers realize that this is a hot button and could cost a lot of them their next election. So, hey, if you guys want to go for it, bring on the votes. Just be prepared. November 2020, there will be a lot of changes in Hartford.
And keep in mind, they haven't even had a public hearing on this as well.
That's correct. And the governor said numerous times, and he was even on a radio station last week saying he will hold town hall meetings.
Yeah, well, he said that months ago. He held about a half a dozen, and then he quickly dropped off when he realized that people were speaking out against him. You know.
Well, he never, in my opinion, he's never held a town hall meeting. He's gone to chamber luncheons and
business leader luncheons.
He's never sat in front of the actual public in an auditorium and talked about tolls and allow the public to interact with him. So, again, you know, are these just false statements that the governor continues to throw out there? I guess time will tell, but it sounds like he's going to be busy in New Hampshire stumping for Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, right, yeah.
I don't know when he's going to fit these town hall meetings in.
All right, Patrick Sasser, you are always fun and informative to talk to. We can't thank you enough. And you know what? We wish you a very happy new year as well.
Thank you. Same to you guys. Take care.
We'll talk to you soon after the new year. How about that?
Sounds great.
All right, brother.